5 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Julie Tu with Christopher Baker and Osman Omar. In the weather, it's a cool 14 degrees among the sunny skies outside our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. A Toronto high school was in lockdown after police heard gunshots this afternoon. Raptors keep their playoff hopes alive, and the latest on 30th Annual Genie Awards. Now, to our top story. In breaking news, a Toronto high school was in lockdown this afternoon after police heard gunshots. Police were on Bond Road at about 1 p.m. when they heard two gunshots near the school. According to The Star, police immediately put Vaughan Road Academy on lockdown. Arlington Public School was also locked down as tracking dogs were called in. Police found two shell casings on Atlas Avenue, a block away from the high school. Sergeant Travis Wynn said no firearm was recovered and no injuries are yet reported. Wynn also said that investigators believe the shots are unrelated to the school. According to the Toronto Star, three men were detained. There has been much speculation over the decline in journalism jobs for students arriving straight out of school. Two Toronto Star reporters willingly share their career experiences with those who fear a lack of job opportunities will prevent them from achieving their goals. As Observer's Laura Grand reports, aspiring journalists are eager to gather tips and advice from the professionals.
Who better to turn to for journalism career advice than two seasoned veteran reporters? Rob Salem has 33 years of experience in the journalism industry. As the television critic for the Toronto Star, he is full of experience and amusing anecdotes. He admits he struggles with multi-platform journalism, but acknowledges that being an internet savvy is beneficial to upcoming young reporters.
The worst. It's both a good and bad time, actually, to get into it, because being young and going in, you're more open to this whole multimedia thing, which I'm still trying to wrap my head around. I mean, I'm finally here for the internet. I don't get it.
Toronto Star movie columnist Peter Howell says that learning to communicate with your interviewee and making it an enjoyable experience is the key to a good interview.
And make it a conversation and make it enjoyable, because it's all about, what we do is all about getting to know people, right? You're trying to communicate. So make it a worthwhile communication. Make it enjoyable that person's glad they spent the time to talk to you. Mm-hmm.
Both journalists have offered useful anecdotes and tips to students fresh out of journalism school for years. Their advice helps ease the fears of those who worry about the decline of journalism. This has been Laura Grande, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Facebook really is a new means of communication. TTC Chair Adam Giambroni announced today his decision not to run for re-election of city councillor. According to The Star, he used his Facebook page to confirm his decision not to return to the Davenport ward. Giambroni told CBC News that while he will not run again this year, he still wants to return to politics sometime in the near future, over the next 35 years, he says. As for his fates with the Toronto Transit Commission, he says he will remain chair until his term ends. In world news, the body of Poland's First Lady, Maria Kaczyńska, arrived in Poland today. Polish President Lech Kaczyński and his wife were killed in a plane crash Saturday. The plane was flying over Russia when it crashed, killing 96 people. According to the National Post, Russian investigators say it was due to human error. Thousands of mourners lined up at the presidential palace in Poland to pay respects. CBC News reports that the line was more than a kilometer long. The funeral for the late presidential couple is set to be held on Sunday at Krakow's Cathedral. And that's all for today's top headlines. Now on to Chris for the latest in sports.
Thanks, Julie. Well, the Toronto Raptors kept their playoff hopes alive with a victory over the Detroit Pistons in Michigan last night. The Raptors' 111-97 win put them within half a game of the Chicago Bulls for the final postseason spot. Toronto had a season high of 37 assists as a team. If the Boston Celtics beat Chicago tonight, Toronto will be tied for the final playoff position in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors will face the New York Knicks tomorrow night at 7 at the ACC for the final game of their regular season. If the Celtics game tonight ends in Toronto's favor, the Raptors will be battling the Knicks for the final playoff position in the Eastern Conference. In baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays continue the series against the Chicago White Sox tonight at 8:30 at the Rogers Center. Ricky Romero will start for the Jays against Chicago's Gavin Floyd. A sold-out crowd packed the Rogers Center yesterday for the Blue Jays' home opener against the Chicago White Sox. The Jays dominated the start of that game, but threw the lead by the 11th inning. The final score of the game was 8-7 for the White Sox. Toronto fans jeered Alex Rios as he stepped up to bat, but that didn't stop him from hitting 3 for 5 at the plate with one run scored. Student athletes at Neil McNeil are having a great school year. The Olympic weightlifting team won the provincial and national junior championships, and as Osman Omar reports, success in the sport helps some of the students stay out of trouble.
16-year-old Carl Applicador trains with free weights regularly. The East York team is a member of the Neil McNeil High School Olympic weightlifting team. The sport was introduced to the school just 3 years ago, and most members of the current team have been training for only a year. During this short period, they've met great success, winning the junior championships at the provincial and national levels. Applicador said the sport helped him stay out of trouble.
At the end of the day, if I'm having a bad day, I can just come to the sport and, like, get out. Just like a workout, you know? Get out all that anger out of my sight.
Hani Kanama is the coach of the weightlifting team and has been involved in the sport for 28 years. He says programs such as this should be introduced to more schools across the city.
I'm a big fan of the sports. Also, I practice the sport myself. I'm in weightlifting for a long time. And it's a great sport. We want to keep it alive, get it bigger. And the best way to do it is the high schools. And, you know, by doing that, we're helping some kids, you know, to get involved with the sport and get their heads straight also. Stay in school and stay in sports.
Osman Omar, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
In hockey news, the Toronto Maple Leafs and 13 other non-playoff teams in the NHL will have their spots in the draft determined today. The NHL entry draft takes place tonight at 8:30 on TSN. Teams will have their order determined in the June contest, which puts the league's prospect up for grabs. Taylor Hall of the Windsor Spitfires and Tyler Seguin of the Plymouth Whalers are believed to be the most desirable picks. The Toronto Maple Leafs' first-round pick automatically goes to the Boston Bruins as part of the Phil Kessel trade last September. And before we go over to Osman Omar with the entertainment you crave, a word from our sponsor.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm your neighbor. Next door neighbor.
Yeah?
I missed you when you moved in, I guess.
Really?
I wanted to explain about that shelf in your refrigerator.
The shelf? Oh, you mean the bottom shelf. The one with the whole case of Molson Golden? Boy, what a great surprise that was moving in.
It was my Molson Golden. My Molson Golden.
Your Molson Golden?
Oh, yeah. I had an arrangement with the person who lived here before you.
Oh, yeah?
I sort of rented one shelf in her fridge.
You don't have a refrigerator?
Yeah, I'm a photographer. Mine's full of film, and I need some place to keep my Molson Golden.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Cool, clear, smooth. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, yeah, I love it. It was terrific.
It was terrific.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, was?
Molson Golden, from North America's oldest brewer of beer and ale, number one import from Canada. Molson makes it golden.
It really was a shame you missed the party.
I feel like I was there in spirit.
The 30th annual Genie Awards took place last night in the Government Coolhouse Entertainment Complex in Toronto. The film Polytechnique swept the ceremonies. It was nominated for 11 Genies and took home 9, including Best Motion Picture. Polytechnique is a reenactment of the December 6, 1989, when gunman Mark Lepine shot and killed 14 women at École Polytechnique in Montreal. Denis Villeneuve directed the film. Toronto will be the first stop for former Pink Floyd frontman Roger Waters. Waters will kick off a solo world tour on September 15th at the Air Canada Centre to celebrate the classic album, The Wall. The Wall was released in 1979 and is one of the best-selling albums of all time. Waters will be touring 35 cities. Canadian novelist Ted Babiak visited Toronto to tell his fans a story of how to become a man. Babiak launched his latest novel, A Man, at East York's Dora Keogh Pub.
Hitler has his tragedies, he has to leave himself. And I think that is when you become a man, is when you start doing good things for other people.
Babiak says his book encourages readers to put the needs of others before their own. And that's entertainment. Now back to Julie.
Thanks, Osmond. That's the latest in news for now. You can find more news online at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Julie Tu. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great evening.